You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. You know, we would never lie to you here on The Takeaway.
Never.
That H2 Hummer is actually for sale on Craigslist. Mark Romano is selling it for $41,000. That's the last price. It's been on the market for a little while, though.
$41,000.
$41,000 for a Hummer H2. That's the little Hummer, the little big Hummer. Meanwhile, with recent court decisions, hostile court decisions on prisoner treatment and the status of enemy combatants, all the way from the Supreme Court on down, the whole legal rationale for operating the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center seems to be crumbling. The Bush administration has maintained that its justification for holding detainees offshore at Gitmo, as well as the idea behind the interrogation techniques there, is all because the world after 9/11 completely changed and that the U.S. needs an updated approach in the war on terror, which makes today's front page story in the New York Times even more alarming. Reporter Scott Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
Turns out that a training manual for interrogations at Guantanamo relied on a book from the 1950s about communist Chinese torture methods. Is that right?
That's right. At the end of December 2002, a couple of trainers from what's called the SEER program, the military's SEER program, S-E-R-E, which stands for Survival, Evasion, Resistance, Escape, came down to Guantanamo to give a training session on interrogation techniques. Now, this was sort of a reversal of what the SEER program usually does. The SEER program was created during the Cold War to give American service people a taste of what they might face if they were ever taken prisoner by communist countries. It really grew out of the experience in the Korean War, where a number of pilots and others who were taken prisoner ended up making extensive false confessions, and this led to a lot of consternation in the United States and speculation that the communists had some kind of secret brainwashing techniques that had caused these guys to give these false confessions. And so therefore in the 50s there was a lot of research on what exactly the Chinese who were holding the American prisoners had done, what their secret was to get them to give these false confessions, which were used essentially for propaganda. And what they found was that the techniques were fairly straightforward, coercive techniques, just treating people roughly, not pulling their fingernails out, but techniques such as isolation, stress positions, shackling them in stress positions, forcing them to stand for long periods of time, lowering the temperature of the cell, threatening them and preventing them from taking care of personal hygiene, insulting them, taunting them, this kind of thing. And this had the effect. This was all written up in an article in 1957 in a medical journal, the Bulletin of the New York Academy of Medicine.
And I guess what your article says that's really disturbing is that it was taken verbatim from that book and used in training at Guantanamo, which really puts the lie to Bush administration's suggestions that what's going on at Guantanamo is some kind of future-looking, forward-looking, high-tech approach to interrogating suspects.
That's exactly right. The chart in the 1957 article that describes the communist Chinese techniques, it even said the title of the article, in fact, is Communist Attempts to Elicit False Confessions from Air Force Prisoners of War. So it's presented in a context in which these techniques, some of them are described as torture, first of all, and second of all, they're presented as techniques whose end result was false confessions. This, though, was turned around and taken to Guantanamo as interrogation training. Obviously, the goal down there was not to elicit false confessions.
Right.
And the administration's position has been that none of the techniques they used were torture.
Well, Scott, I mean, final question here, and if people want details of exactly what kinds of techniques were used, they can find them on the front page of the Times today in an extensive article. You know, with all of the court decisions and these kinds of revelations coming out of Guantanamo, are we approaching a tipping point down there at all?
Well, there's a real dilemma for the administration. They've been working pretty hard to try to reduce the population in Guantanamo for some time. President Bush has said he would like to close the place, but they have a core population of people who they believe may really be dangerous, and others who they believe if they return to their home country, they may face persecution in their home country.
So no return address for the Gitmo population.
That's
at this
right.
point. Scott Shane, thank you very much. New York Times reporter with a piece on Guantanamo Bay interrogation techniques on the front page today.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.